from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The Pakistani Prime Minister steps down. Supporters of Pakistan's now former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif shouting, "Go, Nawaz, go!" Well, he's indeed going, but not perhaps as they'd have liked to have seen. Pakistan's Supreme Court has disqualified Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif from holding public office and ordered him to step down immediately. Just a little while ago, VOA spoke with our correspondent Ayaz Ghul, who's in Islamabad, and he explained how the decision evolved.
It took like a year and a half for the Supreme Court judges to reach to this day when the five-member panel of the judges unanimously declared and found Nawaz Sharif guilty of concealing his overseas assets and wealth and living beyond his means. And there was enough evidence for the court to come up with this judgment, and that is why Nawaz Sharif had no option but to step down.
A spokesman for the Prime Minister's office announced shortly after the court issued its ruling that Sharif accepted the decision despite his serious reservations and relinquished charge of office.
That is such a strong verdict from the judiciary that only a political statement can be made. But if they really had serious reservations and problems and they had questions about the judicial process, instead they would have gone and petitioned the court against this verdict for a review.
The ruling noted that Sharif is not honest and therefore he is disqualified to be a member of parliament. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. The U.S. Senate. Oh, this is VOA News. The U.S. Senate has voted decisively to approve a new package of stiff financial sanctions against Russia, Iran, and North Korea. Tennessee Republican Senator Bob Corker also spoke to reporters saying he heard that President Trump might not necessarily favor the bill, but he has had no indication of that.
I've had conversations with the president and Secretary Tillerson over the course of last week. I've gotten no indication whatsoever that that they plan to consider a veto. So it passed overwhelmingly, and I get no indication that's even being discussed.
Both the House and the Senate votes are veto-proof as the White House has wavered on whether the president would sign the measure into law. Israeli police and Palestinian worshippers clashed outside of a revered holy site in the old city within Jerusalem after Israel removed the final elements of security measures it installed there earlier this year. Robert Berger is in Jerusalem for VOA.
The muezzin summoned Muslims to Friday prayers at the Mosque of Al-Aqsa in Jerusalem's old city as thousands of Israeli police and soldiers deployed amid fears of violent protests by Palestinians. In a bid to forestall riots, Israel banned men under the age of 50 from entering the mosque, located in a compound known to Jews as the Temple Mount. This Palestinian said that while he was able to enter the mosque, his brothers and children were not. He accused Israel of discriminating against Muslims and violating freedom of worship. Nevertheless, the Israeli clampdown worked, and outside of minor disturbances, fears of mass Palestinian unrest did not materialize. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
A Palestinian attempted to stab Israeli soldiers at a junction near Bethlehem in the occupied West Bank on Friday and was shot dead by security forces. It was unclear if there was any link with the situation at the holy site. Iran says it has successfully launched a rocket carrying a satellite into space. State television in Tehran did not elaborate on the payload of the rocket launched. U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert.
So we're looking into the nature of those reports. Some of the specifics I'm not going to be able to confirm or address with you here today, perhaps in the future, but as of right now, this is still considered sort of a developing situation.
And five children and two women died after a boat carrying refugees to a Greek island sank off of Turkey's coast on Thursday evening. Nine other people, four Iraqis and three Somalis, were able to be rescued. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.